escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Flag football champion. That's right. The Dolphins are champions. We had fun yesterday. That was our my first experience as a father where the sports counted. They're still a little bit young. The oldest now is 8. And this was the first, baseball up until this point, basketball up until this point, even soccer up until this point. You barely keep score. It's about getting the kids involved, being on teams, working on their skills more than actually winning the game. So this was like the first time they played a semifinals and the championship game in the same day. They won the first round, then they went on to the finals and won that game. And it was my first experience of really being into it. And I was coaching on the sidelines, first time experiencing parents as well. I've dealt with parents as a umpire because I did, baseball umpiring for a couple summers. So
God bless.
Yeah, I had a guy follow me all the way to the parking lot screaming at me one time. It was absurd. Like, I just kept looking at the guy. I'm like, seriously? Like, and I was like, I only did it for like 2 summers, and they were like spread out over a couple of years. So I was like doing the young kids. I'm like, I'm doing 9-year-old baseball. Like, why are you following me to the car, bro? Like, stop. You're nuts.
That was always the thing doing Rick Wolf's show that I was always so shocked
when those
about.
Stories
how
came
many
out.
How many of them there are. Not even that they come out. There's like
I'm telling
hundreds.
You, it's crazy. And so I got my first taste of that. You know, there was some pressure on. Championship game. Big crowd. Parents yelling.
Sold out?
It was something. Sold out arena. No doubt. Sold out. So that was fun. My boy's doing good. How's your boy doing? And now baseball's going to be back. Thank you, Jesus. Please. Today's the last day that we don't have any baseball to watch. Baseball will be back tomorrow. We've talked a lot about what these two teams need. Obviously, all week we've talked about that. We talked about the idea of the things we saw in the All-Star game, whether it be the swing-off or whether it be the challenge system, all on the table. Obviously, a little bit of football news. Not necessarily local, but Von Miller signs with the Washington Commanders, and that does impact your New York Giants. We just did a little football in the 3 o'clock hour, and my optimism for the New York Giants this year, despite everybody's, and now Von Miller bolsters a roster with the Washington Commanders that is an older roster, but a talented one. And with the phenom at the quarterback position, he's not old. That rookie quarterback last year in Jaden Daniels was uber impressive, one of the great rookie seasons we've ever seen. And now the Giants do have the two best teams in the conference, or at least they were last year as they got to the conference finals between the two of them, conference championship game. In the division, schedule's impossible. Russell Wilson's 37 years old, but he's not Daniel Jones. And I just think that the team has an opportunity to be a lot better than people think, both defensively and offensively. So a little bit of football for the last hour. Obviously a lot of trade deadline. And I started the week off, and as we're getting ready for baseball finally back, and maybe tomorrow on a Friday, maybe we'll do a little bit more football than we did today. Obviously a lot of Jets over the last couple days with some contract extensions for Wilson and Sauce Gardner. Today a little bit of Giants with the Von Miller news. And obviously all week talking about this trade deadline impending as it's coming up at the end of the month here as we get back into the second half and what these two teams need and the difference between the GMs, what we know, or at least what I know, and I know Yankee fans for some reason feel different, what I know Brian Cashman will attempt to do and be uber aggressive. How will the Mets and David Stearns and his first ever I can just tell that word's not coming out of my mouth today. His first attempt in the new championship or bust era of the New York Mets. How will he attack this trade deadline? They have needs as well. You're looking at an outfielder. You're looking at possibly bullpen arms, possibly a rotation piece. How aggressive are the Mets? I know the owner will be aggressive with taking on money. How are they willing to trade prospects? I find it very interesting. I know the Yankees are going to be aggressive. Suarez at third base is a name that we've heard bandied about. I don't know if that'll be the case or not. But they are going to be aggressive. Cashman's been aggressive over his career, despite what you people think. And I'm looking forward to the rest of the baseball season. So it's all on the table here as we've gone over all of it over the last 4 hours and over the last week. 888-808-1019. Let's get back to those calls. Let's get to Jeff in Fairview. What's up, Jeff?
What's up, Chris?
What's going on, buddy? How are you?
Doing good. What's this with Fliegelman not rooting for the Jets? Of course, the Woody Johnson.
Correct. Fliegelman has announced that he is no longer, and until the owner is not a part of the organization, he will not be a Jets fan.
That's weak. I mean,
I disagree. It's not weak. It's very difficult. It's if he holds up to it, it's actually pretty strong. Right. I don't know how he's going to do it. I'll be honest with you. We can say it. I don't know how once the games start going, how the juices won't flow for him. I'll be surprised.
I do. I understand his frustration with Willie Johnson. I mean, I'm 65. I've seen everything. Mm-hmm. Me, Benito, and Iris Island seen it all. And look at Beningo. The Jets can't stand him, but he's still going to root for the Jets, you know?
I understand. Listen, he's been broken. Now, I don't want to have too much. He's not in today. I want to give, if we have this conversation, I want to have him the opportunity to defend himself. But, it sounds like, listen, we'll see. But I could understand, too. But the organization has been a disaster. But we'll see. Look, I think they're heading in the right direction. I think these two signings are big for them. I understand the Wilson one made a little bit more sense for a couple of reasons. One, last year he did have arguably the best year of his career. Two, you are really looking at a bunch of wide receivers about to hit the market in the next couple of years, and you could see the numbers for receivers going up. Right now he's the fifth highest paid. Within a year or two, he could be somewhere 9-10. Like, that's how many wide receivers are about to get paid in free agency over the next couple of years. So you want to get ahead of that, where Stingley just got paid in the cornerback market, and Sertan has gotten paid as well. There's not really that next great cornerback about to get paid. So you didn't have to go out and make him the most high-paid corner in the league. But I still think just the overall idea of taking your talented guys who want to be here, guys who, you know, you end any doubt with that, you end any questions about that, and you just start about building a culture and letting the rest of the team know that, hey, if you are here, if you want to be here, and you work your ass off, we're going to take care of you. And I think it's about team building. It's about culture building. And so I could understand some trepidation, or at least the thought that maybe Sauce got paid a year early. I still like it. I still think the Jets are going about handling business in a smart way.
Yeah, they did the right thing. And that's exactly what Joe Douglas didn't do. He didn't sign people. He made them wait. You know, he made them hate the organization. But with the Jets, like you said, they signed these two guys. They're showing the other players, listen, we're not going to bust jobs. If you're good, we're going to sign you. That's a big sign. Out of the, you know, the other players going to want to come here now if they see this. Now, Sauce Gardner, he had a bad year last year. I think Aaron Glenn's going to fix him being a great cornerback himself. So put Quincy Williams on his side so he can help him tackle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, That makes sense a little bit, John. We'll see. When you mentioned Douglas, though, you have to be fair. Douglas also, the two things Douglas could not do, and obviously very important for a GM to get these two things right, as they are the pillars of your organization, he was unable to get the quarterback, and he was unable to get the head coach. But outside of that, look at the draft classes. Look, I mean, look at the amount of talent. Like, I went nuts. A lot of people went nuts thinking about how good the Jets could be when Aaron Rodgers came here, because we all felt like the roster's really good. There's a lot of young talent to build around. And just a draft class of, you know, Wilson and Sauce and Breece Hall, like, and right, Jermaine Johnson was that draft class too. That is one, I mean, that's an impressive draft class. He did a really good job of bringing talent into the organization. He had trouble working with the owner, which I still fear any GM will. And he had problems getting the two pillars of the organization, the quarterback and the coach. So, and those are failings that do cost you your job. But I do think he did a pretty good job bringing in talent to the point where the new GM and the new head coach, first order of business is to re-sign his players. Let's get to John in the truck. What's up, John?
Hey, what's up, Chris?
What's up?
How you doing?
I'm doing well, John. How are you? How's the truck?
Doing good. We're heading up north.
Heading up north.
I told Zoo I'm a big music nut like you.
Mm-hmm.
And Toto was formed in the 70s by late 70s.
Mm-hmm.
By a bunch of session musicians out in L.A.
Really?
And Bobby Kimball was the singer. Great voice.
Mm-hmm. Someone just tweeted at me that they were the background band in Michael Jackson's Thriller album.
I could believe it.
So, I mean, that,
Eddie Van Halen plays that the solo in that one song, Beat It.
Beat It is Eddie Van Halen. How did I not know that? Eddie Van Halen is the is the guitar solo in Beat It? I had no idea.
Yes.
The hook? Or
the solo.
There's a great story behind that, too.
There's a great
story behind that, but we don't have time, I don't think.
I don't think so, John. Not today. Call me again from the truck when you're heading back down south.
I just want to say, Rosanna had a lot of songs written about her. She was a hot box of rock, like Boomer would say.
That's true, Rosanna. Yeah, no, listen, I understand. Rosanna Arquette was a hot box of rocks. Patricia Arquette had her moments, too. No, he was fine. Hot box of rocks. That's a boomer thing. That's a boomer drop. Phil and Howell. What's up, Phil?
Hey, what's up? Tom Petty and Heartbreak. This is my favorite band.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Band of all time.
There you go. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Not my favorite band of all time, but very good.
Yeah, they were. That's my type of music. Anyway, let's get back to the world of sports.
Yes.
I'd like to talk to you about the Giants. We had that conversation with the guy beforehand. I agree with you 150%. Daniel Jones was not a very, very good quarterback for the Giants. But I also want to stress the fact that over the past, it's been a number of years now, there's been a difficult situation that the Giants, there's no separation between the receiver and the defensive backs. I mean, they had a very, very hard time getting open. I mean, this is everybody. So any type of pass that was made basically had to be pinpoint. I'm not blaming the whole, you know, Giant, you know, losing seasons on Daniel Jones alone.
Yeah, no,
I mean, there are
not.
Other guys that were, you know, that were part of it. I mean, like, I think their receivers, I just think that they're overrated.
I don't think they're overrated. I think they were perfectly rated. I think the Giants have had a disaster at the wide receiver position for a long time. There's no doubt. I don't think anyone highly rated them. We're going to find out if we're overrating Neighbors. I don't think we are. I'm hoping we're right on Neighbors, and he's got a chance to be really special. But
he was good. He was good. But I'll tell you what, he dropped as many passes as he caught.
I wouldn't say that. There's a couple in key moments, no doubt, against Washington early on in the season, and another one on the sidelines with an opportunity to win the game. Neighbors did have a couple of key drops, but he also showed the ability to be a really dynamic wide receiver. So we're hoping that is the case. Listen, don't make any mistake. I'm not saying Daniel Jones was on some sort of great team and had great opportunities and squandered them, but he's not the only one. Other quarterbacks have made it work with bad teams. Other quarterbacks make it work with an offensive line not perfect. Like, there are definitely games. Like, I mentioned the Giants getting their ass kicked on opening day by the Cowboys 40-0. Those are the games. Like, that's a game where Patrick Mahomes, it doesn't matter. Like, people say that all the time. With the Giants' offensive line, Chris, I don't understand your point, because I don't care who it is. It could be Patrick Mahomes. He ain't winning with this Giant team, Chris. And I completely disagree with you. But there are games, and the Cowboys is one of them. Like, that Cowboy 40-0, they completely overran that offensive line. Then, you know, Andrew Thomas got hurt on the blocked field goal return. Like, there are games. There were games. There have been games. Certainly. I'm not saying that, you know, Patrick Mahomes takes the Giants to the Super Bowl. But he has winning seasons. Good quarterbacks have winning seasons. We see Joe Burrow get his ass kicked on a daily basis. He could barely stay healthy. We've seen guys had to retire early because of their offensive line was atrocious. I mean, what's his name got his ass beat to the point with the Colts that he had lacerated spleens and he's retiring because he can't handle getting, you know, rehab every 2 months. Like, we have seen, and yet, take them to the playoffs. I mean, Joe Burrow's one of the, and he had better wide receivers, I'll give you that, but the offensive line's been terrible. I'm not saying Daniel Jones is to blame. I'm not saying he's the reason that they have been bad all these years. But he was never good enough to be part of the solution. He just wasn't. He just wasn't. And maybe he'll be better with the Colts. Maybe a change of scenery helps. I suspect he won't be. I suspect that it's going to look a lot like the Giants. And he'll have some games where he runs around, makes a couple of passes, maybe even play well for a little bit. But ultimately, the Colts aren't going anywhere with Daniel Jones. Eddie in Rockland. What's up, Eddie?
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
First of all, congratulations to your son. Kids be able? Are you going to let them play regular contact football?
I think so. At eight, I might have let him do it this year. He loves baseball and he loves playing fall ball. So as of right now, and those two are the same season. As of right now, he wants to continue playing baseball instead of doing the tackle football. But yes. I think I would let him play tackle football if he wanted to.
Yeah, well, you're call. Let's talk about Daboll.
It is Mike.
I mean, about the Giants. Forget Daboll.
Mm-hmm.
You had stink at the fanatic show.
I did, yes.
And when he said to you, I would start Dart week one.
He did, yep.
You gave no pushback. I thought maybe you were going to give him the old, I'm a, you know, offensive lineman too, and I'm going to, you know.
I didn't push back. The next question, you know, after he finished his comment, my next question was, or, you know, as I led into my next question, I did kind of intimate I disagreed with him. But we're at Fanatics Fest. I'm not going to say, whoa, 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 whoa. What would you do? You crazy? Like,
yeah,
I do disagree with him. I want to see Russell Wilson start the season. I disagree with him, but I understood his point. We'll see. But he also called Brian Daboll a great head coach, a great coach that he's worked with and believes can be the answer for the head coach of the New York Giants. So we'll see.
Oh, I didn't hear him say that.
But he did.
Like, here's my two questions for you.
Mm-hmm.
The Vegas, I don't know if you're a betting man or whatever, but mm-hmm. The Vegas odds on Giants are 5.5, and you got them going more. How much would you be willing to put on the over on the Giants because you got it so well? And the other question is, if they didn't take Jackson Dart this year, would you be wanting them to tank for your Arch Manning? Would you be beating that drum?
Not to start the season, but yes, Eddie, I'm a tanker. Hi, my name is Christopher McMonagle, and I'm a tanker. If once the season would get away from them, then I would, depending, like if Russell Wilson was the quarterback today, if they didn't draft him, right, and you got Russell Wilson, and you still have what I believe are weapons, right? They would still have the pass rush. They would still have the defense and the, you know, Adebo and the additions they made, and they would obviously still have Scataboo. If they had the exact same team with Russell Wilson at the quarterback position to start the year, even without Jackson Dart, I don't punt on the seasons because we have seen crazier things. I want to win ultimately, right? So as much as I think they'd need the quarterback, even at 37, I would still start the year wanting Russell Wilson to do well and see how the season took, you know, how we went with the season. But the very minute that it became obvious that the season wasn't going to be successful, then yes, I would start rooting for losses. That's how I, in the NFL, change the rules so that it doesn't benefit them so much. And I am so happy that we don't have to answer that question. And I am so happy that Jackson Dart is on this team. And that even if that becomes the reality 5, 6, 7 weeks in, we get to turn to a young quarterback and at least get to see that development process. I am so thrilled that I will be rooting for victories for my New York Giants every single game this year. I cannot wait to root for every single game. But yes, if they did not draft Jackson Dart, if they did not take a quarterback in the first or second round, then I absolutely would be rooting for losses once the season was out, once the season was done. 100%. 100%, because I think you need the young quarterback. But I'm glad we don't have to do that. And then as far as how much, I'm not going to tell you how much what I would put, but I would tell you this. At 5.5, I will be taking the over. I do think the Giants win 6 games this year. I do. How much? I don't know. I might feel pretty good about it and put a good $25 on it. 888-8, yeah, that's right, Zoo. $25. I'll bump it up to 35 and make it a gas tank, or how much it costs to get into the city during the day.
Hey now.
The next time I fill in for Keith, that's how much it costs to get me in here. I'll put that much on the Giants in the over. I do like Giants in the over, though, this year. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you. Quick break. Back to your phone calls. Riding with you for another half hour or so as we take you to 5 o'clock in the warm-up show right here on The Fan. Coach Andrew of the Dolphin Division One champion flagship football team woke up early just to hear me talk about them. So congratulations, Coach. He did a great job. He did. He pulled a Belichick at the start of the game, decided, he was like, we were the number one seed, so we had the choice to defer or take the ball, and he was like, I think I'm going to defer. I'm like, you go for it. He deferred, second play of the game, pick six. I was like, that's it. You just, this was the first, this was the semifinals, not the final game, but in the semifinals against the Jaguars. It was the Jaguars versus the Dolphins in the AFC Championship game. Went on to play and beat the Saints in the Super Bowl. But deferred, it was like the second play of the game, pick six. I was like, well, that was a good decision. Went on to roll that game. Same thing in the championship game. So Coach Andrew gets a big congratulations for being a championship head coach. Congratulations. 888-808-1019. And congratulations to the Warwick Dolphins, Division I champs, flagship football. Flagship football. No, that's the flagship station of the New York Yankees. No, flag football. 888-808-1019. Let's get to Rich in Manhattan. What's up, Rich?
Hey, morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Listen, yesterday you were riffing about the night Chicago died.
Yes.
And, you know, the group that did that was Paperlace.
I did not know that. The only reason I know that show, the only reason I know that song is because it was on an infomercial that played all the time late at night with, like, it was like, I Love the 70s. And it was at a point,
right.
It was at a point where I associate it with the song that followed next for no other reason than they put it together on that infomercial. But it was like, rock right. me gently, rock me slowly, yeah, take it easy, don't you know. I heard my mama cry. That, like, they go right into each other in my head because that infomercial.
Yeah, Rock Me Gently was Andy Kim.
Okay. Yes. But I don't know any of that. I'm telling you, I don't know who they are.
Well, that's what
I've never heard those songs other than Andy Kim and what was the night Chicago died?
Paper Lace.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I remember really surprising someone with my knowledge on music. I forget who it was. I was talking to somebody. I don't know. I think it was my father-in-law now, or someone like that. Like, and they were talking about something, and strawberry. Incense and peppermint came on, and they were like, you know, I was like, yeah, Strawberry Alarm Clock, and they were like, how did you know that? I'm like, I don't know, because I'm a weirdo, and I probably saw that on an infomercial or something. But yeah, for whatever reason, those two songs are linked in my mind because of that infomercial that played for over and over and over. You constantly saw it. Rock me gently, rock me slowly, take it easy, now don't you know. I heard my mama cry the very same night that Chicago died. And I don't know any other part of the songs at all. I just know those parts because of the infomercial. Jarvis in Harlem. What's up, Jarvis?
What's up, Chris? How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I want to talk about the Jets, like you. You was talking about, like Mike Fingerman was saying, like, he's not going to be a Jets fan.
He
no
has
more.
Given and, up on the organization as long as it's being led by the owner. Yep.
Yeah. I don't blame him. I don't blame him. I understand he's frustrated about Woody Johnson. If Woody Johnson was a football person, maybe he would make good decision, maybe the Jets were moving in the right direction, change the culture, sell PSLs. And maybe the Jets fan would believe his words and saying the come out and saying, like, I got to be a better owner and this and that. Like, he hasn't been a better owner for the last decade since he's become a better owner since 2000. So it's been 25 years. The Jets have been,
Yeah, I understand that. It feels like it's even been worse since he's come back from being the ambassador to England. But it's been ugly the last couple years here. The Aaron Rodgers debacle. It seems like The Athletic is putting out another story every 2 days about, you know, whether or not it's, you know, his son's running the show, making decisions or vetoing trades based on Madden, like, you know, inside the locker room saying, you know, quarterbacks suck, saying Mike White stinks while he's in the shower, like, you know, everything else that went with it, plus the losing and plus the instability. And let's be honest, last year firing the coach tanked the season. It absolutely tanked the season. The Jets would have had a far better year. The Jets would have been in the mix I really strongly feel that way. The Jets would have been at least in the mix. I'm not saying they would have been a playoff team, but they would have been on the bottom right side of the screen in the mix column for far longer than they were otherwise if they had kept Robert Saleh. He's by no means a great head coach. He's gone back to San Francisco to be the D coordinator there where he's very comfortable. We'll see if he ever gets another shot. I suspect he might, but I'm not saying it definitely would have worked with him or that he wouldn't have been fired anyway, but firing him midseason was an absolute disaster, and it was spearheaded by the owner who'd had enough and blamed him for not winning with Aaron Rodgers or whatever else he blamed him for. Like, the guy has been an unmitigated disaster as the owner of the organization. They are on the longest playoff drought in professional sports. It has been an ugly, ugly scene. And you saw them take a general manager in Joe Douglas, who came here, took this job, five-year contract, the whole nine, in awkward timing from McCagnon, the whole bit. And really, other than, and again, important things to get right, but other than the quarterback and the coach, which he couldn't seem to get right, he really brought a lot of talent and is a physically imposing man and a, you know, kind of a, you know, had a really good reputation, you know, Philadelphia, Baltimore, like built up a really strong reputation. And by the end, he seemed like a beaten man. Like, it was pretty much, I serve at the pleasure of the president. Like, oh, well, I serve at the pleasure of the owner. Like, he didn't even know what to say by the end. And then the leaks come out after he's fired. Like, it's just, it became, like, they beat him down. It is bad for your health to work for the New York Jets under Woody Johnson. I joke about George. At least there was some success there. It might have been tough on you to work for George Steinbrenner, but at least he gave you the opportunity to be successful for the most part. Like, it has been very difficult, and I can imagine, I'm not one, but I can imagine it's difficult to be a Jets fan knowing how important owners are, knowing that they are obviously the forefront of the organization, and honestly, even as a Giant fan, I think John Mara is on a different level than Woody Johnson, but let's be honest. Name the hire that he has had that you feel really good about. Now, I believe in Brian Daboll. For the most part, I do think Joe Shane is better than the results. I think that tandem is better than what the results have been, but results are results, as the great Tuna once said. As you are what your record says you are. And their record has been abysmal over the last couple of years, but I do believe that they are more competent than the record presents, but doesn't matter. And when is the, you know, John Mara has not been able to hire. The last good hire in this organization was done by his father with Tom Coughlin. Now, he promoted Jerry Reese, and Jerry Reese goes on to win a Super Bowl, two Super Bowls. So I guess that's a good one. Promoting from within after Ernie Accorsi left and going, going that direction was a good move, and it worked out. But outside of that, and that was from within, like, there has not been a coaching hire. So these two owners right now for both of our New York sports teams are leaving a lot to be desired. You watched him in the edition of Hard Knocks, the offseason edition of Hard Knocks. Like, some of the stuff, like, for me, you know, coming in, talking about Saquon, I know it ends up that those moments end up not making John look as bad, but, like, as I was watching it live, when it was being aired, I was like, oh, man, you know, the owner kind of sounds like he doesn't understand what's going on in football. But I believe him to be a passionate owner. There's not the dysfunction necessarily that comes with the Jets. But right now, the two pillars of the organization, the two men leading these franchises in ownership, a lot of question marks around them. And we'll see if sticking with this coaching and GM duo with the New York Giants is going to serve John right. And showing conviction, because I think at some point, and this was also my part with and point of my part of my point when sticking with Daboll and Shane, is that at some point John Mara has to show conviction in his decision making. Like, there's a fine line. It happens with the Yankees a lot too, where it's like they never get off their contracts, they never get off bad trades, they're never willing to admit mistakes. And while I do think that has been a problem for the Yankees and many organizations, But at some point, you do want to, like, you made this decision. There should be conviction behind it. And at some point, John Mara had to step up and just say, look, I believed in these guys for a reason, and as ugly as it's been the last 2 years, at some point, I can't keep making changes every 2 years. I got to show some conviction and some belief in my own process and what's going on here and try and create some stability and not run the second it gets, you know, so ugly that the fan base is flying planes over the building. Like, that's part of how long it's been bad, but... like, I do want to, eventually, you got to show some conviction in your thought process and in your own self and your ability to make these decisions. And at least the successive year one of the two of them was enough to kind of push John in that direction, and we'll see if he's right or wrong on it. But I understand wanting to show conviction in your own thought process. You bring these guys in to run your franchise, they have a great year one, and it felt like that ruined them. Felt like the success of year one led to the failures of 2 and 3. So I'm looking forward to this Giants season. I think the Jets are going to be better as well, obviously. I think both teams are going to be better than we think. We'll see if Aaron Glenn is the culture builder that we all suspect. I think these moves with Muji and Glenn and bringing in and keeping Wilson and Sauce are positive moves in that endeavor of building some culture inside the organization. I'm curious to see how the quarterback plays. Like, let's be honest. Like, that's where this season is going to go. I think the defense, especially now with Aaron Glenn at the helm, as opposed to what they had in the second half of the season as the head coach, and they didn't even have a defensive coordinator. He was handling both duties, and I'm not sure he was capable of the first one, so it's hard to do both. But now they have a legitimate head coach. I do think the defense has a lot of talent, obviously. I think they'll be okay defensively at the worst. Like 85 Bears, as they proclaimed themselves a couple years ago? No. But can they still be one of the better defenses in the NFL? I do believe they can be and have the talent to do so. And then offensively, it's going to come down to how good the offensive line is. And I think that's going to be what they lean on. I think you are looking at, especially when you're looking to build culture, right? You're building culture, what you're doing in the offseason, kind of going about things quietly, hopefully had a good draft, added some pieces, built that offensive line. Now you're securing your best offensive talent and one of, if not your best defensive player in a shutdown corner. You're trying to create this kind of atmosphere and culture inside. And to me, when you want to build culture as far as on the field, the beginning of culture on the field is beat the man in front of you and to be a team at the line of scrimmage. And so, and especially with the strength of a Justin Fields, I could see a offensive game plan based on the run game, clearly. So we'll see how that works for them. We'll see what Justin Fields is capable of. We'll see how creative they can get with passing off of that run game. But ultimately, I do think they'll start to build that culture. They'll start to be a more competent, buttoned up, less pre-snap penalties, all of that kind of thing should go by the wayside with a competent head coach in there. And they can start at least at that point to start building from there, being good at the line of scrimmage, creating a run game, all the cliches, don't turn the ball over, all the things that lose you games in the NFL, be better at those fundamental sound kind of things. And I expect that to improve. And that alone, with the talent on the team, eliminating penalties, eliminating turnovers, hopefully the defense creating some more turnovers, and just being better at the offensive line, all of those just basic improvements along with a talented roster should lead to a better season for the Jets. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Now, how good? Playoff good? You know, streak-breaking good? I don't know. But better.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
And I feel the same way about the Giants. As long as Andrew Thomas is healthy, I think the offensive line is good enough. It's not a dominant offensive line. I don't think either of the running backs are going to run for, you know, 1,200 yards or anything. I don't know how explosive they could be, but I think it could be enough. And I do think Russell Wilson has enough of an arm strength and has enough savviness where Neighbors should have a good year. So if you tell me the Giants win a couple more games than expected, Neighbors really starts to make that climb towards one of the best wide receivers in the game. You got a good running back duo in Tracy and Scatterboo. You got some wide receivers in Wandell Robinson, who I believe in. We'll see what a lot of talk about how Hyatt has transformed his body, and he's hopefully finally poised for having somewhat of a season. You got Slayton there. And if you can get an offensive line that blocks, there's a chance for a passing attack that we haven't seen in forever for the New York Giants. And then defensively, they added some key pieces. So, and should have a premier pass rush in the NFL. So if you could actually have an offense that can throw the ball, if you can put up some points and you have a defense that gets after the quarterback as good as anyone, I don't care what the schedule is, they should be a hell of a lot better. 888-808-1019, quick break. We'll come back with your calls, rapid fire styles. We finish out our five-hour midnight ride and get you to the morning show. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Be right back. I need to get home. I didn't get a chance to sleep today at a doctor's appointment. That's the thing with the schedule. Love doing the show. You know I love this. Love doing the show. Love doing the overnights. But like I tell people to sleep, is there just sometimes things pop up that need to be done during the day that most people don't. Most people don't have things that pop up at 3 o'clock in the morning that need to be done. Like, you don't have doctor's appointments at 3 a.m. You don't have to take the car in at 3 a.m. You don't have to, you don't have to pick the kids up from school because they're sick at 3 a.m. You know, like, but I have those things. And yesterday I had a doctor's appointment, and don't even get me started with trying to cancel and re-get a doctor's appointment where I like the annual like visit. You're like, oh, I can't make it today. All right, we got something on October 12th. Like, October? Like, so I'm like, I got to do it. And I don't know why I set the schedule. At 11 o'clock yesterday, I was up. Had to go to the doctor's appointment, get back to sleep. Then I had the football game. So we are rolling on no sleep here. Hardly any.
People always ask me how, my friends always go, how do you do the differing hours? How are you able to, like, deal with that? And, they're like, how do you sleep? I go, I get my sleep a la carte, baby.
Yeah.
I take it when I can get it.
Mm-hmm. No, that is absolutely true. I try and get a little bit just before I come in if I can, but overall it's been a lot better. But yesterday just happened to be one of those days where I had something in the middle of the day. Just got to do it. What are you going to do? Let's get back to the calls and get you through as quickly as possible. We're going to go through them and take you till 5 o'clock and the warm-up show. Jack, Scotch Plains. What's up, Jack?
Hey, how's it going? Good morning.
Good morning to you, sir. How are you? I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good. So, yeah, I just want to talk about some fantasy football, doing with the Giants. So, just some pretext. Last year, I took Malik Neighbors. Obviously, that paid off. I think I got him round four, round five. But this year, I got pick nine in a 10-man league, and hopefully I can get him.
You guys have already set up. You've already set up the draft order and everything. You're moving quick.
Oh, yeah. No, we've had this order since May.
Is it a keepers league?
Yeah. Well, no. So we just randomize the league every year.
Oh, okay.
But, that's just what it is. But anyways, so I honestly think Malik Nabers is going to be probably the best wide receiver in fantasy football this year. Just thinking about how many targets he got last year, I think it was 170 or somewhere around there.
Mm-hmm.
Absurd, you know, second to Jamar Chase. But I think this year, you know, now that he has a good quarterback, and I don't know if the Giants are going to be too good. You know, they might win five or six games. So that means they're probably going to be passing a lot too. So I don't know. I just want to hear your thoughts on some fantasy football stuff.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
I really think Malik Nabers.
I don't disagree. Listen, he had a ton of targets. You know, Russell Wilson mentions him as one of the reasons he wanted to come here and join the Giants. He's a stud. He's going to get a ton of targets. I don't disagree. But you have to find that connection between him and Russell Wilson. And then the only negative is if the season doesn't go how we hope, and it is a bad year, at any moment you could go to Jackson Dart, rookie quarterback. And you just don't know. Like, that would be my concern with Nabers. My concern with Nabers is if I knew Russell Wilson was going to play all year without fail, I'd feel better about it. But the idea that if things go south, like you talk about throwing a lot, if they're in a position where they have to throw a lot because they're constantly losing and, you know, within, you know, you get to week eight and they're 2-6, there goes Russell Wilson. And here comes Jackson Dart. And I don't know what he provides. That the question mark of a rookie quarterback making his career debut and going down the stretch here, it could be a blessing in disguise. And him and Malik Nabers have this instant connection, and he can throw the ball better than Russell Wilson at this point. And, you know, him and Dable click, and the offense takes off. It's unlikely, but possible. But my fear with Nabers would be, at any moment, mid-season, you could be going to a young rookie quarterback who, let's be honest, the fears of him are the Ole Miss offense was cutting the field in half and, you know, he hasn't had to go through progressions, the reading the defense. Like, that's, you know, it's just normal rookie stuff, but maybe to a different level with that Ole Miss offense he was running. So we'll see. I still think Nabers is incredibly talented. And if Russell Wilson and him get on the same page, he could absolutely get a ton of targets. And have a monster year. My only concern is at some point it's logical that they could go to a rookie quarterback and just throw a wrench in the entire operation. Richie in Queens, what's up, Richie?
Chris, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I hear you talking about doctors for a guy, you know, a little bit older than you, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
They used to have the doctor come to the house, which is incredible.
Yeah, and then they would throw leeches on you, Richie.
Yeah.
A little bloodletting to solve everything.
Well, I wasn't that quite. You know, that's how I know George Washington died that way. I didn't go back that far.
No?
Right?
You don't go back that far?
No, but, you know, too, it's funny because when you call, you say, it's kind of an emergency. Well, okay, then we'll get you in 6 months. I said, 6 months? I could be dead three times. But, hey, real quick with the Giants. Look, I really feel like Thomas, stay healthy. I mean, he's such a key. You know, he's such a, you know, quarterback first, your left.
Yeah, no, and especially for this team. I mean, you could look now. The win loss record is significantly different now. Unfortunately, it still has more losses than wins, even with Andrew Thomas. But the team just feels completely different when Andrew Thomas is in there. He is a huge part.
If you look at their front four, because you got to think impressed, you know, with Burns and Carter, obviously, and Dexter Lawrence, Thibodeau. And, you know, their secondary should be better because of the pressure. I think Newbin's the best guy back there.
Adebo, Howard, they've added some pieces.
And as far as the baseball, the ABS, I'm kind of solid in my thinking, and I didn't like the fact that, you know, we're going to go to an automatic balls and strikes. It's so bad now, Chris. I remember Tom Seaver 25 years ago used to say, as long as the umpire is consistent, even if it's terrible, I used to go crazy then. There's a strike zone. It has to be applied. There has to be a universal strike zone. You just can't make it up on your own. So they're going to have to go with that system.
Yeah.
Good talking to you, Chris.
Good talking to you, Richie. Listen, as Fliegelman came in, we were talking about this yesterday, and he came in. He's like, you're so full of crap. He's like, 10 minutes into the new, automated balls and strikes, you'll be thrilled. And maybe. And I'm not saying I don't want it necessarily. I'm just saying I don't like the idea of eliminating the human element from the game. I don't love that idea. I do want the calls right, and he's probably right. Once we get used to it and we don't even notice a difference because it's a buzzer on an umpire, it's not like the umpire's not going to be standing there, not making strike calls. We won't even notice the difference. Absolutely. You want the calls to be right. But I would say the only thing is, like, the idea that umpiring was far better back in the day, like, I don't think it was. I think we have so much better technology to emphasize their mistakes today. All right, we have the strike. We have the box right there to look at. It literally shows you every, like, we see it on the broadcast. Right, even the more subtle ones, it's just like if the circle where the ball went is hollow, it was a ball. If it caught the strike zone, it gives you a solid. Like, we see it almost instantly, and we could tell right away, oh my God, that's off. When Seaver was pitching and it was a called strike, if it was an inch off the plate, you went, yeah, should have swung at that. Like, now we see, oh my God, that's an inch off the inside. I think we have better technology, better cameras, and we recognize, and it's easier to point out their failings. I think the failings have probably always been there. Thank you guys for calling. Thank you for listening. Anthony, I apologize we didn't get to you. Call me back tomorrow. We got another 5 hours. We got Zoo. He'll be with us again tomorrow. I'll see you tomorrow at midnight for another 5-hour ride. The warm-up show is next. I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Man. WFAN.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.